Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
I'm proud of what I've created. It was radical.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Pedro Fernandez.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is the MMA Hour. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airways, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. And straight up today, we're talking UFC 170. That's right, just right around the corner, February 22nd, live from the Mandalay Bay Event Center, of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this place will be sold out, I can guarantee. You know why? Guess who's in the main event? The queen of MMA herself. I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, who's about to take Hollywood by storm. If not Broadway first, she's the real deal, folks. Ronda Rousey, 8-0, 8 stops, 8 arm bars. She is the world's women's bantamweight champion. Of course, that's 135 pounds. Taking on a pretty good fighter in Sarah McMahon. But Sarah, guess what? You're going to get lit up like the White House Christmas tree. If you get out of that first round, I'll be surprised. The only one that has gotten out of the first round is Misha Tate. And Misha took a bad beating for that down the stretch. But Misha was game, no question about it. The second best bantamweight, I think, in the world of UFC in the women's division is Misha Tate. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The Godfather of Soul brings us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and, of course, the iHeart Radio Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Attention, active duty National Guard, Reserve, and retired veterans. If you or loved one was injured while serving our country anytime after October 2001, you may qualify for up to $100,000 in tax-free cash TSGLI benefits, even if the injury was not related to military service. Also, if you have been denied VA disability benefits for a service-related issue, we may be able to help. To find out if you have a claim, call 888-606-9650. That's 888-606-9650.
So you're into fantasy sports. Time for you to up your game at StarFantasyLeagues.com, where you can play fantasy sports like football, basketball, hockey, and baseball and earn cold hard cash every single day. It's legal, it's brand new, and it's awesome. At StarFantasyLeagues.com, you can play your favorite fantasy sport for real money against real people, or even play the Star Fantasy Leagues free tournaments for your chance to win something for nothing. Put your money where your mouth is. Prove your expertise. Get your game on today at StarFantasyLeagues.com.
30 seconds into the fight, and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat, where she's holding her bicep, that's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via, and it's over! Rowdy Ronda Rousey continues to amaze.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights me 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
The horns and the mighty Tower of Power bring us back from the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of mixed martial arts. This hour, want to say hello to everybody out there in Atlanta, GA, of course, the home of the world light heavyweight UFC champion, John Jones. John Jones, ranked number one pound for pound on the UFC website, but you know the UFC website's a little shaky, but everybody out there listening on 3WE in Atlanta, GA, a very big hello to you. Now let's talk about UFC 170, February 22nd, of course, at the Mandalay Bay Event Center, Las Vegas, Nevada, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time is when the main pay card, the pay-per-view card, starts. And, of course, the preliminaries will be on Fox Sports. And we'll go through the preliminaries real quick. The UFC Fight Pass will have two lightweight fights at 155 pounds. And we move up to the prelim card. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4 fights, two bantamweight fights, and a flyweight encounter. Of course, that's 125 pounds. And then we've got the women's bantamweight bout, Alexis Davis and Jessica I guess they're trying to get somebody ready for Ronda Rousey, should Ronda win, and she's expected to win, but it's no. We'll talk about that in just a second. Anyway, the main fight on this card, I think, of significance to me as an MMA fan, as somebody that follows the sport both as a journalist and a fan, is the fact that Daniel Cormier is going to fight at light heavyweight against Patrick Cummins. Daniel Cormier is like 15-0. He's the real deal. I mean, Cummins is going to be, he kind of put it, anybody that fights Daniel Cormier, I think, is lunch meat outside of Cain Velasquez. And outside, and they're stablemates, so they'll never fight each other. But that's why he's dropping down from heavyweight. Of course, this is the former Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion. Beat Frank Mir easily. Beat Josh Barnett from pillar to post. I mean, man, good Lord, the whooping he put on Josh. I thought that, you know, size was going to take over. And then I figured, well, maybe Mir could impose his size. But neither guy could. Nobody could impose their size against Daniel Cormier. John Jones, good luck with that one, baby. But you got a tough one coming up. I think he beats Cummins, though. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier, undefeated. Rory McDonald on the card, taking on Damian Maia. That's going to be a toss-up at welterweight. That's 170 pounds. Let me go through the weight classes for you right now so you can get things straight. 125 pounds, flyweight. 135 pounds, bantamweight. 145 pounds, featherweight. 155 pounds, lightweight. 185 pounds, I'll take that back, 170 pounds, welterweight. 185 pounds, middleweight. 205 pounds, light heavyweight. 205 to 265, that's heavyweight. You can't be over 265 and fight in the UFC. They just won't allow it, and I think that's the way that I think a lot of sports should be that way. I really think there should be a super heavyweight division in boxing. I mean, guys like Vladimir Klitschko, now Tyson Fury, 6'9", 270 pounds. But the Klitschkos, Vladimir, Vitaly, these are big guys. These guys are like 250 pounds and bigger, and 6'7", 6'8". So I say there should be a super heavyweight division in boxing. And if they want to do it in the UFC, if there's enough guys that can fight over 265, bring that division on too. I think the UFC needs to expand a couple of weight classes, but that's a subject for another day. So UFC 170, Ronda Rousey, the woman, the queen, listen, she's being picked now to do this new movie based on a book, a best-selling book that came out of New York, written by some guy named Thor. Okay, she's going to do this Athena thing. And she's going to do that. She's going to be an entourage. I mean, I think when I said 2 years ago, when I had her on the show 2 years ago, I said this will be the biggest star in the history of MMA, the most prolific person in MMA. Everybody thought, you know, Pedro, you look at her too much. Maybe you're enamored with her beauty. It wasn't her beauty, although she's not hard to look at, okay? Not at all. It's her fighting ability, her fire, the fire in her belly, man, the way that she takes dudes apart in the gym. And you guys, you know what I'm talking about. Victor Arcinio, for one, the former Armenian, of course, a judo practitioner for many, many decades. He said no chick could ever throw him. He didn't use that word. He used the B word. No broad. No broad could ever throw me. Yeah, right. Ronda threw him like 6 times in a row. So then when they went to grappling, she wrapped him up in the arm bar in like 15 seconds. And the tape was on YouTube. And when I went back to YouTube, it was gone. So it was there for a second and then gone. I wish I could have downloaded that or something like that, but I guess Jarchinian's people didn't want it up there. But she's beat up on many guys. She is the real deal. She doesn't need testosterone replacement therapy or anything like that. She says she has sex before a fight, and that's her testosterone update. I kid you not. That's how she gets her uplink. I'm talking about the rowdy one, Ronda Rousey, going February the 22nd, 2014, live at the Mandalay Bay. Now, last night, of course, UFC went to Brazil, Lyoto Machida is a real deal. Gegard Mousasi, he's the real deal. But down the stretch, man, it was all about the dragon, Lyoto Machida. He won a unanimous nod, 50-45, 50-45, and 49-46. He never let up from the beginning to the end. And to be that strong in the fourth and the fifth round against a capable foe in Mousasi, that says a lot. I mean, that really, really says a lot. Because Mousasi was no walk in the park. This was not supposed to be a gimme fight for Machida, although most of us thought that Machida would win, but it wasn't a gimme type of fight. He wasn't fighting a stiff or anything like that. And Mousasi, he came to fight, but just didn't happen. Five-minute rounds, of course, had easy television main event last night on Fox Sports 1, the main event. Now, Ronaldo Souza, he was the winner, unanimous winner in the semi-main event over Francis Carmona. These guys fought at middleweights as well. The scores were 29-28, 29-28, and 30-27. Of course, the UFC does their fights like this. 3 5-minute rounds for anything other than a television main event or non-championship fights. Non-championship fights are 3-round fights. That's the way it is, 3 5-minute rounds, okay? And championship fights and television main events are usually 5 5-minute rounds. But on exception, I think there was one 3-round television main event because the fighters were announced that they would be in the main event at the last minute, and they trained for 3-round fights all along. So this card last night was pretty good. It was on Fox Sports 1. If you got to see it, I think there's going to be some replays of it. YouTube has probably got it. But, you know, if you really want to watch the future of the UFC, you're watching it. You're watching it here on Fox Sports 1 because that's where all, you know, the prelim guys and the guys that aren't fighting the main events. Because this is a sport that's got many, many athletes. Unlike other sports, I mean, there are a lot of guys who can step up and take the throne. I mean, Machida is a threat now to Chris Weidman, although I think Weidman beats him. I think Weidman beats anybody at 185, including Vitor Belfort. They'll be fighting later this year. But I think Machida is great at 185. I think all these guys, because main events, because MMA events can end in so many different ways, and they can. Because it can end in so many different ways, disqualification, of course, on occasion, points win via the judges, okay? TKO, the referee stops the fight, you're taking punches or kicks, or KO, you're there asleep. I mean, there's lots of the chokes, the arm bars, the submission moves. I can go on and on, but, man, there's lots of ways to lose in the world of MMA. Unlike boxing, you lose via knockout or you lose via points. But in MMA, you can lose in a variety of manners, and therefore that's why it is the theater of the unknown. No question about that. That is the world of mixed martial arts. Eric Silva was a KO winner and won 52 seconds over Takori Sato. Straight up, boom, lights out, 170 pounds. Those were welterweights. Another welterweight bout, Nicholas Moscoa beat Viscardi Andreotti. That was a unanimous nod across the board, 29-28 after three rounds. And the featherweight bout on the card, 145 pounds. Charles Oliveira beat Andy Ogle with a triangle choke into the third round, 2 minutes and 40 seconds, a submission move. And, you know, I always like to see these submissions. I saw a lot of decisions on this card last night. I like to see submission endings. I like to see there be no doubt what's happening. That's what's sort of cool about MMA. MMA is that it's, you know, it's so clear when a guy wins by a submission because the other guy's tapping out. He said he's had enough. Okay, but there was only one submission, I think, on last night's card. Some of the other fights on the card, as I said, Oliveira winner over Ogle. Joe Proctor was a winner over Cristanto Marcelo. I thought that Marcelo was supposed to win that fight, but not on the scorecards. 29-28 twice and 30-27 once. Rodrigo Dam, these guys were lightweights, 155 pounds. Rodrigo Dam was winner over Ivan Jorge. They were 29-28 across the board after three rounds. Francisco Trinado won in another lightweight bout, and he beat Jesse Ronson. That was a split decision, 29-28, 29-28. And take that, 28-29, 29-28, and 30-27. What it means a split decision is that you've got three judges, and one judge goes with one fighter, and the other two judges go with another fighter. So it's not a unanimous decision. It is a split decision. Another split decision on the card, Lurie Alcantara defeated William Reese, and that was a split decision, 28-29 for Reese, 30-27, 30-27 for Lurie. Pretty good fight there. Felipe Arantes was a winner, a TKO winner. Take it back. Unanimous winner over Maximino Blanco. Max Blanco. The decision was unanimous, 30-27, 29-27 twice. Another couple fights on the card. Ishmael Alcantara was a winner over Albert Tumanoff. And in the featherweight bout, Zubair Tukhanov was a winner over Douglas Horn. That was a unanimous decision as well. Pretty good matchmaking by Joe Silva. But I got to tell you, I want to see more climactic endings. You only got one submission and one KO in like 10, 12 fights? Come on. You are tuned to Ring Talk. You're doing your job a little bit too good there, Joe. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the MMA version brought to you in part by ringtalk.com. Check out our website, RINGTALK, ringtalk.com.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Here's an urgent alert.
from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It is all over! Cain Velasquez is the UFC heavyweight champion!
The smooth Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we're each and every Saturday. We are a two-hour show on Saturdays. Take that back, a one-hour show on Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We combine both boxing and mixed martial arts. Then we go to Sundays. This is the grand finale, of course, the two-hour show. The first hour all about boxing, second hour all about MMA. You know, there's one event that I'm really, really looking forward to. It's April 19th. It's on free TV. I'm talking about Fox, the big channel. UFC on Fox, like 11. Fox. Yeah, it's got to be UFC on Fox 11. Fabrice Werdum taking on Travis Brown. This guy, Travis Brown, is an animal. He scares me. He's frightening. I kid you not. He beat up on Josh Barnett the last time out. He beat up on Alistair Overeem. The only fight he lost was Antonio Silva. He got stopped in, I think, the first round. But the bottom line is he looks like the most improved, and they're calling him the breakout fighter of 2013. This heavyweight's for real, folks. He's 6'7". I mean, if I went through his record for you, you'd say, whoa. But he is the real deal. 16-1-1, 12 KOs, 2 submission wins and 2 decision wins. Taking on Fabrice Werdum, who's 17-5 with 9 KOs or 9 submissions. I mean, so I think this is the fight that everybody's going to get for free. This is going to be a great fight. It's going to be a heavyweight fight. Both guys are hungry. Both guys are in a position where they need to impress. They must impress. If you don't impress here, you're not going to step up and be considered like the next guy to take on Cain Velasquez. Speaking of Cain Velasquez, recovering from shoulder surgery, the rehab is going well. He's back in the gym a little bit, so more power to the heavyweight champion of the world. Speaking of guys back in the gym, how about Anderson Silva? Wasn't it just like 7 weeks ago he had his leg broken, like 3 or 4 inches above his ankle, had his shin bone broken when Chris Weidman checked his kick with a knee, and boom, it was a freakish-looking thing. But, man, they're designed to do that, those knee checks. That's what you're designed to do, not break the guy's leg, but, you know, entice him not to kick you anymore because it's going to hurt if he hits you and you block him with a knee. In this case, the knee broke the leg of Anderson Silva, and Silva, of course, losing for the second time to Chris Weidman, of course, losing the World Middleweight Championship last year in a bit of a stunner. Everybody thought it was a big upset. Wasn't that big of an upset. Chris Weidman didn't fall for that Anderson Silva line of crap. He just wouldn't go for it, okay? He wouldn't. He just wasn't falling for it. You drop your hands on me, I'm going to clock you. That's the way it is. Defend yourself at all times. They tell you this in boxing matches, and you're supposed to defend yourself at all times. I mean, look at Uriah Faber. He was defending himself a couple of weeks ago. Of course, referee Herb Dean didn't think he was, even though, you know, Uriah's holding his thumb up in the air with his thumb up in his left hand as he's taking a pounding, and he was taking a bit of a licking, no question about it. He had been hurt, but he wasn't, I think, out of it, and we're talking about, you know, the upper echelon of MMA. This is where all the marbles are. We're fighting for the world championship, okay? And he should have been allowed to continue, I thought, against Renan Brea. Would Brea have emerged the winner? Who cares? I mean, we want to know, but give the guy the opportunity, no question about that, but Travis Brown and Fabrice Werdum. Werdum was supposed to get a title shot. Then they said he wasn't exciting enough, and you know, and so they didn't give him a title shot. But I think he's a worthy fighter. But, man, the way Travis Brown is rolling, I mean, my man Kyle Kingsbury says that he is like the surprise in the heavyweight division, no question about it. And you know, licking Josh Barnett like he did. I mean, he pounded on Josh Barnett, just pounded on him. It was like, whoa. You just couldn't move it. Coming down with those elbows, got the meanest elbows in the heavyweight division. And at 6'7", he is the real deal. As I said, lots of KOs, 12 knockouts, not TKOs, knockouts, 12 KOs. The man's for real. I'm talking about Travis Brown, UFC on Fox, April 19th. Some of the other fights coming up on UFC, because we're going to talk Bellator and some of the other fight entities in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But the bottom line is some of the upcoming UFC events. Of course, we've got UFC Fight Night. That'll be March the 1st from the Kota Arena, Macau, China. More power to them to get MMA over there. Of course, Pedro was the first man ever to broadcast anything from Macau. Back in 1994, I broadcast both Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the radio show, and did some television over there. And then in 1993, I was the first one to broadcast anything, period, from the People's Republic of China when I did Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And then we did the Brawl at the Wall, the Brawl at the Great Wall. I'm talking about the first boxing card held in the People's Republic of China since 1949 and takeover of Mao Zedong. Of course, UFC Fight Night going to go. This is going to be the Q2 Arena, the O2 Arena. In London, sort of like Wembley Jr., that's in England, of course. Alex Gustafson, he'll be in the main event. Now, here's a fight that we really want to watch. March the 15th, UFC 171. Johnny Hendricks, the man that was shorted in a lot of people's mind against George St. Pierre, of course. That was a fortnight ago. I'll take that back, about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And now that GSP has retired, he won the decision, but he's retired. I mean, Dana White says something to the effect where he only won the third round. But, you know, the problem with GSP was he was upset with the UFC over their lack of wanting to do World Anti-Doping Association or VADA, the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association testing. And, I mean, why would the UFC be against that? I don't know. But GSP wanted to do with Johnny Hendricks. He felt that Hendricks might have been juicing. And, of course, you know, GSP, he knows the advantages of juicing, I believe, because I think he looked like he had been juiced before. And a lot of people accused him of that over the years. But I guess he wanted to go clean. He wanted to take this Voluntary Anti-Doping Association. Of course, that's run by Dr. Margaret Goodman, formerly of the Nevada State Athletic Commission in Nevada. Of course, she was like the fight doctor down there, her and Flip Pomanski. Did lots of boxing matches, lots of UFC matches. But he's taking on Robbie Lawler. This is for, of course, the world championship at 170 pounds because GSP has stepped away. He felt that, you know, he felt that he should have gotten the nod over Hendricks, and he didn't like the fact that Dana White was saying he only won one round and things like that. And when Dana White speaks in the world of MMA, it's sort of like when the president of the United States speaks and, you know, on television or something like that. Dana White carries that much juice. He's the most powerful guy in the world of MMA, no question about that. I mean, more powerful than any champion. Also on this fight card with Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler vying for the vacant welterweight championship, 170 pounds, we welterweights Carlos Condit and Tyrone Woodley. Woodley's not a bad fighter. Carlos is not a bad fighter. Diego Sanchez is back. Whoa, Diego, get down, Diego. Taking on Miles Jury. Of course, Diego Sanchez and Gilbert Melendez hooking up in that all-Mexican-American battle last year, the fight of the decade, the fight of the year, the greatest fight in MMA history. Call it what you want, man, but it was like, wow, off the charts, okay? San Francisco fighter, welterweight, I'm talking about 170-pounder, Jake Shields, formerly of Strikeforce fame, taking on formerly a guy that was with Bellator. He was the Bellator middleweight champion. Now he's dropping to welterweight. That's from 185 to 170 pounds. I'm talking about Hector Lombard. Lombard came to the UFC and got beat like in two straight fights. And they said, you know, you're not good enough to fight at middleweight in the UFC. You're just not. So he had to drop down to 170 pounds. He's cutting the weight well. And, of course, he's performing well. But Jake Shields is sort of like the, I guess the gatekeeper in that division. He said, if you can't beat Jake, you don't fight for the title. I think that's the way it is. So Jake Shields and Hector Lombard in a crossroads fight for both guys, because I think the winner is sort of going to be relegated to the back burner, per se, in the welterweight class. But the loser, he'll step up and he'll do things. Light heavyweights, Ovince St. Perot taking on Nikhily Kulov. Of course, that's light heavyweights, 205 pounds. Welterweight, Kevin Kevin Castellum taking on Rick Story. That's a pretty good fight. There'll be some women fights on that card. That's UFC 171. And I think the fighter that wins this fight, I think, should do some anti-doping testing and take on GSP. I think GSP deserves it. I think GSP has done enough for the sport. I think GSP has been the man. Give him some props, man. He's the world welterweight champion. I mean, he went undefeated for many, many years. Good Lord. He deserves the props. George St. Pierre. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. Only so much oil on the ground. Price of gas is going up. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. 800-296-1325. That's 800-296-1325.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Started it off right there, rocked him. Sends a go.
Fight!
Domi and Guida. Oh, head kick.
Guida's pace is relentless. 45.
Get the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
His writing, his knowledge of both boxing and MMA makes him a much envied guy. I'm talking about the Z-Man, Zach Young. What's up, Big Zach?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you, Pedro?
Pretty good. How's the family?
Quite well. I'm actually at my cousin's little birthday party today.
Okay, now, you know we've taken a two-week vacation because both the fight world was just slow, and I don't want to keep writing about Floyd Mayweather or writing about stuff. I just say we took 2 weeks off. We're coming back this week. You're going to have something on the UFC fight night last night, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, let's talk about that fight night. And Lyoto Machida, is he the real deal at 185? Is he a real threat? I think he's a threat to Chris Weidman. I think Weidman beats him, but I think he's a threat.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought when I saw that performance, you know. But he really showed a lot in that performance. He showed stamina at 185, which was a little bit of a question mark going in. You know, you don't know how a guy's going to handle cutting weight like that. But he handled it well, and it was a complete MMA performance. You know, he landed basically every strike in the book against Musasi, and he took him down, showed some good groundwork. I thought it was a great performance by Machida.
So does Machida fight Weidman? Is he like the logical challenger next after Belfort or what?
Yeah, I personally would like to see Machida fight like another fight just to get more acclimated to the weight class. But I don't know. I think he definitely should be coming up next in the near future. He's a viable option for sure.
Okay. Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler are going to hook it up, I think, at UFC. They are UFC 171. I was talking about that earlier. I think GSP should come out of retirement and fight the winner.
That would be good. I think that would be a good fight for him to take, you know. I'd like to see that personally because the last fight, I thought Hendricks won. Most people thought Hendricks won. You know, why doesn't GSP come back and prove that he really deserved that W on his record?
I know, but Zach, here's GSP's gripe, man. And I think he's got some merit with this. He wanted to do voluntary anti-doping association drug tests with this fight. And Hendricks said, like, ran away from it. And USC turned their back on him. He felt he was, like, left out on a limb all by himself. I mean, he was a longtime champion. He was the most popular fighter in the UFC. He's the one that generated the biggest numbers and things like that. So you've got to defer to him to some regards to what he's done. Now, did I think Hendricks won the fight? Yeah, I thought he won the fight 3-2, okay? But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the champion got the benefit of a doubt, and we've seen that time and time again, especially with a guy that's been, I mean, he's sort of like the Muhammad Ali, Roberto Duran of MMA. He's been around so long and winning.
Right, I mean, he was the face of MMA, you know, and I think they did a bad job handling his departure, and they kind of made him feel unwanted, and I don't know why you do that with somebody who brings in some of your best pay-per-view numbers outside of, like, Brock Lesnar or something, you know? Like, I really didn't like the way they handled it, and I thought Dana White kind of acted like a bully with the way that he treated GSP.
Well, Dana White is a bit of a bully. I've known Dana White personally and professionally, and I tell you, he is a bit of a bully, especially now that he's got all this power. I mean, the USC had lost $35 million, Zach, to start off with, okay, the Fertitta brothers. I'm talking about the Palace Station casinos down there in Las Vegas, their owners. And Zuffa Sports lost $35 million to begin with, and now it's worth, get this, I'm told, one guy said the other day he thinks the USC is worth about $1.6 billion.
Yeah, and they're paying their fighters about 1.6 peanuts per fight. So I don't know what's up with that.
But they give them bonuses and things like that. So what do you think about that? I'm interested in what you think about that. The fighters being paid in the UFC, are they vastly underpaid?
You know, I don't think they're vastly underpaid. I do think that, like, a top boxer a lot of times will make more than a top MMA fighter. But if you look at a lot of the undercard fighters, they get paid pretty decently in the UFC. So I'll give them some props for that. But overall, I think, like, the main guys should be getting paid more because, like, a GSP, you know, somebody like that should be getting paid more than they do, at least that they put on paper, you know?
Well, you know, are they getting what they put on paper? What I'm trying to say is, you know, Dana White gives a lot of bonuses, and I think Dana White writes checks that we don't know about. I think he's that type of a guy. I really do.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he's even mentioned it. He said that there's bonus, like the pay that they get, some of it isn't really like put out there, you know. So he does give them some kind of payment, you know, that's like extra. But still, you know, I mean, I look at even like Andre Berto, that guy's making $1 million fighting nobodies, and meanwhile you got like John Jones getting like $500,000, you know, and that seems a little weird to me. A champion in MMA is making less than a you know, a boxer who wasn't really necessarily fighting the best people.
Good point. Now, Uriah Faber, any talk of him getting another shot at Borrego after that controversial stop or what?
I haven't heard anything, and I kind of doubt that they would give him one right away, but he's just Uriah is the type of fighter that just, he's never going to give up. You know, he's just going to keep coming back and be motivated in the gym, and, you know, he's going to have another title shot eventually.
You want me
to just change his nickname to Title Shot, Uriah Title Shot Faber.
You want me to predict the future for you?
Sure.
Okay. Uriah Faber is going to move up to 145 and fight for the vacant title being vacated by Jose Aldo, who's stepping up to 155 and taking on Vincent Pettis. For some reason, Dana White said in the UFC said if he's going to step up to 155, he's got to vacate the 145-pound title, and that sounds like a gate opener for Uriah Faber. What do you think?
Yeah, it definitely does, you know, and I really like Uriah Faber. I've always liked him, and my dad's from Sacramento, so, you know, I've kind of favor Sacramento fighters and California fighters in general. I'd love to see him have a title. I think that would be great, and it would be great for MMA because he's a real marketable guy.
Yeah, you know, when I've had him on the show, we've done great numbers as far as the podcast and that kind of stuff is concerned, and he's a great guest, and he's very personable. I mean, he's a good guy to be around. He's really, really, really a nice guy. A lot of fighters, you know, they smile for the cameras. Once the fight, the camera's off, leave me alone. Get away from me. But not Uriah Faber, of course, of Team Alpha Male, right?
Yeah, that's his team.
That's his team up there in Sacramento, California. So we see good things for Faber. It's, you know, I still would have preferred that fight to have a definitive ending. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, that's the upper echelon of MMA, the UFC title fights, man. These guys should be given the benefit of the doubt in the title fight.
I agree. And you know what? I'm Herb Dean, I think he does a great job 99% of the time. This was just a case of like the 1% that he was off, you know, and it's unfortunate. But, you know, I kind of think that fight wasn't really going to go Uriah's way anyway, the way it was starting out. But, you know, I definitely would have liked to see a more definitive result.
Okay. Some pretty good fights coming up on the UFC. We'll jump around the calendar here. The one I really like, man, I like Travis Brown and Fabrice Werdum. I mean, I think Brown's on a hell of a roll. I think he was the 2013 breakout fighter. Of course, that last stoppage of Josh Barnett. I mean, I think he's the real deal.
I was impressed by that because Barnett is a solid fighter, and I thought he was going to win that fight, but those elbows are just vicious.
Yeah, but he's like, I was looking at his record. He's 16-1-1 with 12 knockouts.
The guy has power. He has finishing power.
And he's 6'7", isn't he?
Yeah, he's really tall. He has some size for sure.
You know, but this is good because we need challengers for Cain Velasquez. I mean, Cain's basically run out of challenges after beating up on Junior Dos Santos twice.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be the most legitimate challenger right now because if Overeem gets hit on that shin again, I think he's going out, you know. So I don't know if he would be much of a threat to Cain.
Overeem or Overroyd, which one? Are they both the same?
Yeah, he's Alistair Overeem, pretty much.
Okay, UFC 173, May 24th, the MGM Grand Garden, of course, Las Vegas, Sin City, Nevada, Chris Weidman and Vitor Belfort. Belfort's going to be a different guy, according to Kyle Kingsbury, of course, the UFC light heavyweight roster member. He says that Belfort will be tested in Las Vegas by the Athletic Commission and things like that, and that he's a different fighter physically. His body's different when he fights in Brazil than when he fights in the United States. You know his body differences when he fights in different spots or what?
Yeah, he looks like superhuman in Brazil, you know, and there's something a little fishy about that. I mean, I've heard of hometown advantages, but I think he might have a little bit too much of a hometown advantage.
You know what I can't understand is that, you know, when you do these steroids, your testicles shrink up to nothing. I mean, Evander Holyfield had messed up testicles, and he did steroids, and Barry Bonds is said to have had, you know, a little bit shy in the sack and this and that. But, I mean, are the big arms and that kind of stuff, are they really worth, like, the small sack? Not to me.
I don't think so. I mean, I guess these athletes believe it. I mean, they're just trying to make money, but I don't know. I think there's a point where it's maybe money doesn't matter so much.
I mean, you don't have to look that far ahead. It's happening while you're taking these steroids. We're not talking about this happening many, many years later. As you do these roids, your sac tends to shrink a little bit, and yikes, that scares the heck out of me. Now, Shogun, of course, UFC Fight Night, March 23rd. Shogun's going to take on Henderson in the second fight. Now, Mauricio Shogun Rua, is he back? I mean, you know, he's been a fighter that's run hot and he's run cold. I mean, where's he running right now?
The last performance looked pretty hot. You know, he looked good in that, but that was a fight that he was supposed to win, so it's really kind of hard to say.
And Dan, sorry.
He has kind of a lot of wear and tear for not really being all that old, I think. So it's difficult to say what Shogun Rua will show up.
Now, Dan Henderson is going to be on this card, okay? Of course, he's one of those testosterone replacement therapy guys, and he's going to be fighting in Brazil. So you think Dan Henderson is going to show up like Vitor Belfort down there? You know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. I kind of believe it. I've seen Dan kind of, he's looked spotty at times, and then other times he looks better. So I wouldn't be surprised. You know, he's getting up there in age, too. You got to think he can't really compete that much longer in a natural state, so he might turn to some alternatives like that.
Okay, Gilbert Melendez signing with Bellator. Have you heard that?
I heard that there were contract disputes. I didn't know that he was actually going to sign with them, but that's big for Bellator if he does.
Is he the best lightweight in the world right now, uncrowned?
I don't know. I think he's still got to give it to Pettis right now, but I'd like to see them fight and just see how that would go.
Melendez,
that would be a great fight.
Melendez and Diego Sanchez, why was that fight so great, even though it was one-sided? Why was that such a great fight? I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it was an 11.
Yeah, it was. It was like that Spinal Tap documentary, right? They turned it up to 11.
Yeah.
And it was mostly that last round. That last round was probably the round of the year. Mm-hmm. They were going at it, and Melendez got hurt. He got up and he fought back like a champion, and it was exciting to watch.
Well, Super Dad, you take care of the kids. Say hello to the old lady, and I will talk to you real soon. This is Zach Young of ringtalk.com. A very good Sunday to you, sir, and thank you for your time.
All right, you have a great Sunday too, Pedro. Thank you.
He's all full of fire, isn't he? Zach Young, you can check out his report on UFC Fight Night. It'll be up on the website Monday, Tuesday at the latest. As I said, we're taking a two-week vacation off the website. Why? Because we wanted to. I mean, come on. Yeah, the numbers went down a little bit, but the bottom line is, you know, everybody's entitled to a vacation. And I think that with the fight world sort of being dead for 2 weeks there was no big fights as far as boxing and or MMA is concerned. So I said, you know, come on, let's give it a boot. Yeah. Bottom line is we do what we want at ringtalk.com. That's the way we roll. Speaking of rolling, you're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, the American Forces Network. Want to say hello to everybody out there in Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, what's happening, Memphis? This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds of the Magnificent Seven. That's what she said. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. The Mohegan Sun will be the host, play host to, of course, MMA, Bellator MMA, Bellator 110. That's going to go with Quentin Rampage Jackson, the main event. That's going to go down February 28th on Spike TV, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And it'll be a good card. Any card involving Rampage Jackson is going to have a little intrigue to it. Yeah, he's an old man now, and he's got a horrible record. He's like 33-7, 33-9, 33-11. He's been around a long time, okay? He just has. Bellator is coming back March the 7th with Bellator 111. Of course, that'll also be on Spike TV. This is all good stuff. Bellator 112, March 14th, also on Spike TV. This is good, this is good, this is good. I mean, if you can go with a regular program on Spike TV and give me a night, I can watch MMA. I prefer Wednesday night or Thursday night, but if you want to put it on Friday night, I can like TiVo it or something like that. But the bottom line is, it's consistent programming. In other words, it's the product. You're seeing the Bellator product. If you see it consistently enough, and I think you'll realize that some of the fights are very entertaining because they stack them that way. The matchmaker sort of stacks, you know, guys that are 6.5 against guys that are 3.5 and 4, and the guys that are 6.5 are going to prevail for the most part. That's the way it's done. You want a 50-50 fight? They happen in Bellator, but Bellator has great endings. They're exciting cards for the most part. At least they were their first season on Spike TV. Of course, that's when they shared Thursday nights with TNA Impact Wrestling. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. Don't forget, check us out Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, on many of these same stations on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we're on the iHeartRadio Network and the American Forces Network, live on the internet at ringtalk.com and sportsbyline.com. The Cable Radio Network, Channel 2. We're all over the place. TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes. I can go further, but the bottom line is I want you to know that we're out there 24-7 for you at ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk.com. And next time, peace!